You're listening to Northwest Public Broadcasting. The arrival of cooler weather also means the arrival of snow geese in western Washington. A lot of them. Maybe more than remaining estuaries and local farmers can take. NWPB's Lauren Gallup reports.
In late autumn, on the cusp of cool winter days, snow comes early when thousands of aloft avian's snow geese land here in a flurry of white feathers.
We call it a snowstorm. They just will move as one. It's just this chaotic whirlwind of birds. They move like a cloud and then they just lift up in the air.
That's birder Julie Hagen. In late October, when the snow geese began landing in the Skagit Valley, Hagen went out to enjoy the sight that many Western Washington birders look forward to each year.
Well, snow geese are phenomenal, and everybody eagerly awaits their return at this time of the year, and they're starting to show back by the thousands.
By the thousands is right. Lately in the winter, there's been more and more snow geese, like at Port Susan Bay Preserve in Stanwood. Amber Parmenter is the Puget Sound Stewardship Manager for the Nature Conservancy. She manages this site. It's a paradise for the geese.
And they're here to take advantage of this estuary habitat and all of the food that it provides.
The snow geese are feasting on the roots of bulrush. Parmenter describes these as starchy roots, similar to potatoes.
And how they eat this tuber is by yanking it right out.
What makes this site so special is not only all that bulrush, but how close it is to open fields of farmland. And that can cause some problems. Since the 1970s, the number of snow geese have been increasing. The population on Wrangell Island, where the winter Skagit geese hatch, went from 50,000 in the 70s to over 300,000 now. That's because of better hunting management, conservation success, and a string of good hatching seasons.
So, they're doing well, but maybe they're doing too well.
Too well, Parmenter suggests, because the geese can damage estuary habitat, ripping out the bulrush roots and preventing sediment from building up. The geese can also threaten crops farmers rely on for their livelihood. Jason Vanderkoy is a dairy farmer in Skagit County. Dairy farms like his grow fields of grass for their cows to graze. The snow geese like to graze on that grass too. And now the number of dairy farms in Skagit County has gone down while the number of geese has gone up.
You know, there's more birds and less acres to feed them.
It can be a costly impact to farmers when the flocks descend on the fields.
We're talking, you know, quite a bit of money, probably somewhere between $50,000 and $100,000 worth of feed.
It's a challenge every year for his farm.
You know, every spring, me and my brother or our kids, we're four-wheelers every day chasing birds just to keep them moving. And despite that, we still lose all this grass.
Rob Wingard works for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife. He says with the high number of geese, hunting regulations this season are allowing people to bag more geese.
That is a reflection of how successful the population has been over the last few years.
There's other options besides hunting to scare the geese, like decoys that fool them into thinking there's predatory eagles in the fields. It's a balance that requires a lot of monitoring to figure out how the geese are doing in the wild to know how to respond, and it can change over time. If you're looking to catch a snowstorm this winter, the fields of Skagit Valley are sure to have plenty of snow geese. In Stanwood, I'm Lauren Gallup.